This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Pakistan had attempted infiltration at 36 locations from Leh to Sir Creek last night by using around 400 drones. Indian Armed Forces shot down many of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. In a special briefing in New Delhi today, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that the Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. She said not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons along the line of control. Colonel Sofia Qureshi added that the purpose of such large-scale aerial intrusions was to test air defense systems and collect intelligence. She added that forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones has been done, and initial reports suggest that they are Turkish Aziz Guard Songard drones. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, Indian armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan, and one of the drones was able to destroy an AD radar. She said Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using heavy caliber artillery guns and armed drones, which resulted in some losses and injuries to Indian Army personnel.
Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using heavy caliber artillery guns and armed drones at Tandhar, Uri, Poonch, Mender, Rajouri, Akhnoor and Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir area, which resulted in some losses and injuries to Indian Army personnel. Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said last night Pakistan targeted Indian cities and India responded proportionately and adequately to Pakistan's attempts.
Provocative and escalatory actions that were taken by Pakistan last night were targeted at Indian cities and civilian infrastructure in addition to some military targets. The Indian Armed Forces responded proportionately, adequately and responsibly.
And now for more details, let's go over to our correspondent Bhupendra Singh. Bhupendra, what updates do you have at the moment?
Yeah, Abhishek, Pakistan launched a series of attacks on India last night, targeting 36 locations. Many civilian and military installations of India were targeted with 300 to 400 drones. But the Indian Armed Forces foiled these attacks by the use of US-grade S-400 Triumph system, Barak 8 missile, surface-to-air Akash missile and DRDO anti-drone technologies, which created an aerial shield around the cities. Apart from this, Pakistan also fired across line of control using artillery and armed drones, due to which some Indian Army personnel were martyred and injured. In response, the Indian Army also retaliated, causing heavy damage to the Pakistani Army. But as usual, Pakistan has tried to cover up its tracks to escape from taking official responsibility for these attacks. In a classic example of the pot calling the kettle black, Pakistan falsely claimed that the Indian Armed Forces and the Indian Air Force targeted Amritsar to paint it in a bad light. This is a living example of Pakistan's desperation. New Delhi also rejected Islamabad's false claim that India targeted the Nankana Sahib Gurdwara with a drone attack. India has completely denied this, saying it is Pakistan's intention is to create discord in India by giving it a communal color. India strongly criticized Pakistan for targeting and bombing places of worship and said that Pakistan has stooped to a very low level. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Bhupendra, for that update. Well, moving on, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation along the western border and operational preparedness of the Indian Armed Forces. The meeting was attended by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Defence Secretary R.K. Singh was also present in the meeting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also held a meeting with Director Generals of Border Security Force, CISF and the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. Beefeating response of India against Pakistan's aggression at all front has made terror breeding ground Pakistan so nervous that it has now indulged in running disinformation factory in digital space. from pushing fake videos to morphed images at social media platforms, Terror Factory Pakistan is making desperate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative and manipulate public perception. We have more from a correspondent.
Sensing its inevitable defeat in shielding terrorists on their soil, Islamabad has chosen digital battleground to show its frustration. All kinds of fake and malicious content are being peddled by nervous Pakistan on different social media platforms. The desperation of Pakistan is as palpable as it is using content of a video game to boast it on digital platforms against India. A clip of a video game has been circulated relating it to the ongoing situation between the two countries. Another example is of a video from Dhaka, which has been shared to make a false claim of its attack in Jammu. Similarly, a video from the year 2020 of an explosive attack in Lebanon was used to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India. All these deliberated attempts clearly show that New Delhi's heavy retaliation made Islamabad anxious, and it is making failed attempts to control the narrative through a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. With Saklan Akhtar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to the PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 87997112 59 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. India's approach has earned it a strong backing from the international community to counter terrorism after it launched Operation Sindoor. Countries including USA, UK, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and UAE have supported India's position. The European Union and all 27 member states issued a unified and strong statement. US President Donald Trump expressed solidarity with India, affirming its sovereign right to combat terrorism, while also urging restraint and a diplomatic path forward. The Indian film fraternity stands united in support of the Indian Armed Forces during Operation Sindoor. Artists including Akshay Kumar, Deepika Padukone, Rajnikanth and Ranveer Singh have extended their support by sharing messages of respect and encouragement for the armed forces' dedication and service. The continued support from the entertainment community highlights a shared commitment to national unity and a collective respect for those serving on the front lines. The government has asked all media channels, digital platforms and individuals to refrain from live coverage or real-time reporting of defense operations and movement of security forces. In a social media post, the Defense Ministry, while citing the Information and Broadcasting Ministry's earlier circular, said that disclosure of such sensitive and source-based information may jeopardize operational effectiveness and endanger lives. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the food reserves in the country are sufficient. Mr. Chauhan urged the citizens to remain calm at the time of any emergency. He added there has been a bumper production and the conditions are also favourable for the upcoming crops. Briefing media New Delhi today, the Union Minister also informed that the government will talk to states like Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab, and arrangements for seeds and planting material will also be ensured according to the situation by discussing with the chief ministers. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today chaired a high-level meeting to review emergency health systems preparedness with senior officers of the health ministry. During the meeting held in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda was briefed on the urgent and comprehensive measures taken to strengthen health systems and resources across the country. Hospitals and medical institutions have been advised to ensure availability of essential drugs, adequate supply of blood, oxygen and trauma care kits, among others. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today visited the Jammu to take stock of the situation following heightened tensions, drone attacks in Jammu and intense shelling in border districts of Jammu. The Chief Minister visited several camps and lodgement centres in Jammu and Samba districts to assess the relief arrangements made for the public who have been evacuated to these shelters. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended 1.1% down amid escalating geopolitical tensions between India and Pakistan. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, shed 880 points to close at 79,454. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 lost 266 points to settle at 24,008. And that is the end of this news bulletin.